Welcome to the deep dive. Today, our mission is to explore how we construct our own mental barriers and, well, more importantly, how to demolish them.
Right. And we are pulling our insights directly from the Laws of Life book series and Day 5 is companion workbook.
Exactly. And to kick things off, let's look at this really fascinating story about the author's experience with, you know, lucid dreaming.
Oh, yeah. The Superman story.
Yeah. He realized he had total control in his dreams. I mean, he could fly like Superman right over buildings.
Whenever he tried to walk through a wall, he'd just bounce off.
Right. Which is wild, right?
It's an incredible paradox. I mean, his own brain constructed the wall in the dream, yet his own brain still wouldn't let him pass through it.
It really is a perfect illustration of how deeply ingrained our perceived limitations are, even when we are the absolute architects of our environment.
Exactly.
Okay, let's unpack this for a second. In my psychology seminars, I always tell my PhD students that it makes total sense that you can't walk through a dream wall if you subconsciously believe it's solid.
Sure, the brain protects its own rules.
Right. But how does an analogy about dream walls actually help you when you're facing a very real waking world problem? Like, if you're stuck in a dead-end career, that's a tangible wall. It's not a dream.
Well, as a neuroscientist, I look at the walls we hit in our daily lives. And they often aren't made of physical bricks. They are mental barriers wrapped in practical excuses.
Like, I don't have a degree, or I grew up poor.
Right, exactly. To use the author's Matrix reference, you have to realize there is no spoon. The obstacle you are staring at is completely self-imposed.
Okay, I see. And the author outlines four distinct ways to get past these walls once you actually recognize them.
Yeah, the four breaches.
Right. Path one is installing a door. So that's your conventional slower path, like going to medical school.
Yeah, playing by the rules.
Then path two is tunneling under or climbing over, which means taking an unconventional shortcut.
Like taking a smaller job just to get your foot in the door.
Exactly. Then path three is blowing a hole right through it with raw talent or sheer force. And path four is the ultimate paradigm shift, realizing there is no wall at all.
That's the big one.
But if I can push back for a second, if installing a door is playing by the rules, isn't tunneling under just what society calls cheating? Like, how do we distinguish between a shortcut and just self-sabotage?
Oh, that's a really crucial distinction. Tunneling isn't cheating. It's simply an unconventional path.
Okay.
Taking a smaller job just to prove your worth to a company so you can bypass the standard hiring metrics, that is tunneling.
So what's the self-sabotage part?
The real danger, the actual self-sabotage, is when you just stop. You stare at the wall, you make excuses for why you can't pass, and eventually you decorate that wall.
Decorate the wall, wow.
Yeah, you make that limitation a permanent part of your identity.
So if decorating the wall is the danger, how do we actively dismantle it before it becomes part of who we are?
That is exactly what the WALL method is designed to prevent. It's an actionable framework straight from the workbook.
Right, WALL. What is the wall? Accept it as your wall, look for the way through, and leverage action.
You got it. And the psychological magic really happens between accepting and looking.
Because you have to stop blaming outside forces.
Exactly. Rather. Once you accept that you built the wall, that it is your excuse, you suddenly take back the power to look for its structural weakness.
And then you hit that final step, leverage action. Which, you know, I like to think of like pushing a stalled car.
Oh, that's a great analogy.
Yeah, it is agonizing to get the tires rolling at first. You're pushing with everything you have. But once it's in motion, momentum takes over.
It totally does. And tying it back to your own agency, the source material gives a really stark warning about this.
What's the warning?
If you don't actively design your life, you will inevitably live the life society designed for you.
Which renders you nothing more than a rat in a maze, endlessly bumping into walls someone else built.
Exactly. The WALL method is how you break out of the maze entirely.
So remember, every wall in your life is either built by you or maintained by your choice not to act.
Precisely. You have the tools to breach it, but you have to actually take that first step.
So as you walk away from today's deep dive, think about this. If you were to finally look at your biggest excuse right now and realize there is no wall, what terrifying new responsibility would you be forced to take ownership of tomorrow?